Let's talk about needs. We have the merely basic and physical needs. You know, things that we actually know we need. We're taught we need. Food, water, and so on. We crave them if we don't have them. We have psychological needs. You might go without scratching an itch for some time. Without scratching your itch for sex or arousal or masturbation as well. But you have a need, or more accurately, a drive, that you may be tempted to satisfy, depending on your circumstances. What transitions a drive into a need is a kind of special connection, a combination of desire and necessity. But necessity can be psychological as much as it is physical. The need to vent your stress, the necessity to vent your stress. The necessity to go from that itch for sex to the satisfaction afterward. And there are people out there with fetishes so profound that failing to meet them is very uncomfortable. There are people who need caffeine in their day, even though they wouldn't die without it. A need, a necessity, the constellation of things you require, goes well beyond the most basic. And this is something that can work for you. It is possible to need something so much that you find a way to turn a drive into a need. Having the drive is the same as wanting to do something. I want to paint the other bedroom. I want to get this written. I want to get this book read. I want to go out and get a massage or go get a haircut or anything can spark the want. What transforms is if someone offered you a lot of money to paint the other bedroom on a deadline, or threatened to deprive you of one of your favorite things. You don't need to go to the store to get more coffee, even if you're running low. But when you're out and you won't have your cup in the morning, if you're that kind of person, you need it. It's a switch, a toggle. Everyday desires can turn from drives to needs for a lot of reasons, but a seldom explored reason is because you willed and trained yourself to develop that drive. The brain is really, really expensive to keep running, to keep going, and to use. And the thing about the brain is it costs the same whether you use a lot of willpower, a lot of thought in a day, or none. Your brain's going to eat about 1 in every 5 calories pretty much no matter what you do. I was discussing this the other day, and I got to thinking. The way to discount how much willpower you spend, because you do spend it, and after that, in a day, it's hard to focus, is to develop habits, to really work a habit into yourself, to change something from something that takes will or memory or requires you to get over the hurdle of unpleasant effort, and turn it into something that's free. Because we all like getting something for free. Some behavior, some habit, something we want to add in becomes a need, a drive, a hook that, because it's free in terms of willpower, you'll want to keep doing. You'll want to keep executing and bringing about. There's a part of you that flips that switch. Part of you is responsible for flipping it, and we can talk to that segment of your mind. It can be things as simple or as complex as you're able to set out and delineate from your life. Habit formation takes a few months, but then, if you had to spend 10 units of willpower every day from your limited supply, now you might only have to spend 1 to keep the habit going. Things can be needs if you've trained yourself to regard them as such, and our bodies do have all sorts of mechanisms to enforce and back up our needs. Little signals in the brain to tell you that you're craving something. This has a direct control over the body. It makes you feel restless if you fail to pursue a need. So the step we take is taking a habit, a well-formed, persistent, anchoring part of your day and behaviors, and upgrading it to a need that will remind you forcefully to execute it. The stomach can growl, and in the case of particularly strong fetishes, the genital region can become juicy in response. These things are part of our needs, but they are one type of alert system. Another is the ritual of hypnosis, the ritual of you and I connecting, setting objectives, and then making them part of your fetish or personal training, adding the force of a need behind the want, the drive, turning a drive into a need, so that that need will remind you, that need will tease you, but that need will also offer you something free, a discount, at least, on the amount of willpower you have to expend to add the needed behavior to your day. And skipping your needs comes with a ready-made reminder. You may have to keep it up for 60, even 90 days, sessions, repetitions. But once the habit is embedded deep, we can upgrade it with a little hypnotic bonus, a little bit more stimulation. I like to use sexual encouragement for this because it's easy and accessible, and you may already understand what it's like to have a sexual incentive to engage in a given behavior. But it can just as easily be a different type of reward behind it all, a different type of incentive in addition. When you assess what turns a drive into a need, you learn a little bit more about hypnosis. At first, you just had a drive to try trance, but with time, the combination of relaxation and enhancement made it so it became more like a need. You could upgrade it quite easily so that when you hear the right word, night-night, you slip deeper because that's something you need in your life. Need has a lot of senses, a lot of ways we use the word, but at least one way is to express once you have met your most basic requirements, shelter, food, sleep, water. We have needs beyond that, too. The complex hierarchical needs. Not necessarily the only way of thinking of it, but if you think of your hypnotic fulfillment as one of the things you progress onto, part of your search for improvement and for meaning, then you can understand it might be something you need to go a little deeper. And my responsibility is to present how you can start forming these habits, then solidify them a little more, the pleasurable tension and pressure of hypnotically sliding deeper, applying itself to these firmed up ideas that we both agree you really want, discounted and embedded in your routine. And over time, they'll shift, solidify, intensify, make you feel that little bit of extra pleasure you get from being in a trance and associate it with your habit, your drive, and eventually what you birth from your mind, a need, something that's part of your routine and which satisfies you as much as any other need beyond the basics. Because yeah, your body may give a few extra nudges when you haven't eaten or drank or slept lately. But when it comes to your other needs, be it for exercise, fulfillment, a particular fetish, a particular experience or place, or sleep of a hypnotic sort, these have their own reminders. When there is a familiar, pleasurable experience or state you have been in, the longing to repeat that experience is part of human nature. This goes beyond sex, beyond taste, beyond smell or sight or sound, and into the part of us which makes decisions about how to shape your life and direct it. And when you have had a long, exhausting day, when you have had a long time with a higher, and therefore more, complex need going unmet, the need intensifies. Even if it's not a daily need, your mind can remind, can retain, can bring back and call to mind, oh, I haven't done that lately. And thinking about it turns into a hunger. And the hunger turns into a reminder as powerful as any of the basic needs. Once you develop a habit, if it is beneficial, we can turn it into a need together. And what develops from that will remind you, and even if you've spent all your willpower on a long day, the discount means you'll still be able to do what you need to do. especially if it's fun.